Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. St Patrick's Hall in Coleyland, in County Tyrone, is the scene of what's been called the Ulster Rising that never was. In 1916, in the run-up to the Easter Rising, and as the Great War raged, the president of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, Denis McCullough, led 132 volunteers here from Belfast. They were to meet the Tyrone volunteers, and then, together, marched to Galway to join an insurrection in the west of Ireland. Historian Eamon Phoenix takes up the story.
We're inside now St Patrick's Hall, and it hasn't changed that much, I think. A very plain rectangular hall with a sprung floor. And this is where Denis McCullough, the leader of the Irish Republican Brotherhood in Belfast, in fact, the president of that body's Supreme Council, a very secret organisation, hoping to achieve an Irish Republic by force. Their slogan was, England's difficulty is Ireland's opportunity. And by the spring of 1916, they had a military council in Dublin, including the Dungannon Fenian Tom Clark, who were determined to stage an insurrection in the middle of the Great War, when England was deflected to the battlefields of Europe. And just before the rising, McCullough had consulted Pearse and Connolly, the Republican leaders in Dublin. Connolly was very adamant. No shot must be fired in Ulster, he said. Living in Belfast as a trade union leader, Connolly feared that any shots fired in the north could spark off a sectarian civil war. And so the plan was that the volunteers from Belfast, Tyrone and elsewhere would meet in Coleyland and march through Enniskillen to Galway to link up with Liam Mellows and the insurgents in the west of Ireland. McCullough felt right away, I mean, he was a man in his 30s, businessman in Belfast, he felt this was a harebrained scheme. How were these 300 or 400 men going to march across Ulster, bearing rifles, passing innumerable police stations as they went along? But he was determined to obey orders. And so on Easter Saturday 1916, the 22nd of April, he led his 132 Irish volunteers to Coleyland by train. He brought them into this hall where we're standing now. So really, this was full of people that Easter weekend talking about possibly taking part in a fight for Irish freedom in Dublin. In fact, they would never see action. McCullough would go to Carrickmore, consult with the leading IRB leader in Tyrone, Dr. Patrick McCartan. McCartan was frightened that the order for a rising was coming from Connolly, the socialist leader, and not from the IRB proper. And in the end, in fact, the Tyrone volunteers returned to their home. And a very disconsolate Denis McCullough finally addressed his men in this hall. And they marched from here to Cookstown and took the train back to Belfast. No shot was fired in the north at Easter 1916, or rather just one shot was fired when Denis McCullough, the IRB leader, accidentally discharged a revolver into his hand. That was the only shot fired. His reputation never recovered. He was soon replaced by younger men who wanted to continue the fight. They were the equivalents of Michael Collins in the South, and they would become active in the War of Independence, which marked the end of the Great War. So in fact, Coleyland, County Tyrone, and this hall here, St Patrick's, was the scene of the Ulster Rising that never was in 1916. But of course, the executions in Dublin of Pearse, Connolly and their comrades would have the same effect on Irish nationalist opinion in the North as in the rest of Ireland. Nationalist thought, in the words of one diarist, like blood oozing from under a closed door. An opinion would swing considerably away from John Redmond and the moderate Home Rule Party to the rising forces of Sinn Féin with their demand for an All-Ireland Republic.
To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.